Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sometimes things just come together perfectly.
Yeah.
Like when your friend and a great basketball writer and speaker like Ramona Shelburne, who just wrote a piece on Caitlin Clark.
Big fan.
I really hope that we didn't ruin this for her.
Oh.
But there is breaking news, Ramona, as you come on our show.
Wait, what?
Caitlin Clark has gone number one overall in the WNBA draft.
Yeah. I was watching this on my phone as I'm driving through LA right now on the ESPN app, right? Oh, such a company woman right there. But I was watching it on it, and it's like, even though you know she's going number one, it's still kind of exciting, right? Like, it's
yeah.
So exciting. But they didn't take too long to Billy Dallin. You got to tell me those two. Did they take it? Because Sparks take Cam Brink, okay?
Yes, we'll tell you. Right. It has not happened as of yet.
I want you to break into this interview, Carl, because it's coming up next.
No, for sure.
A big, long commercial break.
Yeah.
After the Caitlin Clark cliffhanger. You know?
I bet the Caitlin Clark to go number one. I bet $100,000 to win a dollar. So I feel pretty good about that. Yeah. You can go ahead and, cash me out one time. Risk reward. The sparks are on the clock.
Yeah, no,
this is pretty exciting.
The pick is in, and it will be Cameron Brink of Stanford.
There it is.
Let's go, Cardinal. Yeah, come on,
right,
Ramona.
Now, we'll go.
I love it. Hit those notes. Yeah.
She's crying a little bit, Ramona. She's crying a little bit. Are you?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
That's exactly, you know what? It's like we have this pipeline here with the Sparks and Stanford girls.
Exactly.
Cam Brink. It's pretty good.
Oh, love it.
Love it.
Yeah. All right. Now, will you be this excited when the Warriors beat the Kings tomorrow night?
I do think that's going to happen. But, I don't know. How did we end up here? I keep saying this on the show, okay? How crazy is that all these teams have better records than they had last year and they're in the play-in? All of them.
Seriously.
They all have better records. The Kings, I think, had 48 wins last year. Okay, so that's the only one, right? But the Lakers had a better record than last year. The Suns had a better record. The Warriors had a better record. And they all, last year the Warriors are sixth. This year they're 10th. it's so crazy in the West this year. You're looking down on them they ended up in the play-in tournament, but they won an extra game this year than what they had last year.
And they could have won probably five or six more had they not coughed up so many games and Draymond suspension and all the rest of it. But looking at this game on Tuesday, tomorrow, how much confidence should anybody have in the Warriors considering how uneven even the past 3 days have been for them?
I don't know what to make of them because I felt like Steph Curry was kind of worn down. I'm glad they gave him that day off and they still got the win. because that would have, I mean, I guess it wouldn't have mattered. They ended up 10, right?
Yep.
But can you imagine if they could have moved up? You know, like if Sacramento would have lost, they could have moved up, and then Steph in that game. But he seemed pretty run down to me, and I also thought like they were just leaning on him so hard this year that they had to give him a break. But it's like Mark. I was doing a show a couple hours ago. We were showing shots of the year, dunks of the year, and they showed that that Jokic 3-pointer that beat him, right?
Yep.
And I was like, man, when you look at all the games, like think about that shot right there. That win right there is the difference between 7 and 10. Jokic throwing up a heave from the corner. You know, like it's crazy how tight this is. And like, what do I make of the Warriors? I don't know. I just saw them beat the Lakers pretty handily in L.A. I just saw them, you know, I thought it was, you know, a little concerning with them and the Pelicans at home, right? But I still think the same thing I felt all year. When they get healthy and when they get right, they could beat anybody in this league. And I think they're starting to get healthy and they're starting to get right. The question did they just dig too big of a hole? And you know, I don't know. It's gonna be a tough road. They come from the 10 spot here.
Yeah, so Ramona Shelburne's with us. I mean, to that end, in your opinion, how far away will we go from chalk in the West? Because these teams are also even. Who's vulnerable and who could really make a run?
I mean, it's weird because the Mavericks have been the hottest team, right? And you think and you look at them, and you go, okay, let's say they keep it up. But I'm not sure the Mavericks beat the Clippers. Like, I'm really not, you know? I think the Clippers could go all the way on this half of the bracket. Like, the Clippers kind of thought they were going to have to play Denver in the second round, then all of a sudden the Spurs come up and beat Denver and send them to the 2 seed, other half of the bracket. So I think whoever wins that series, I think that's your dark horse, like either the Clippers or the Mavericks. Those two teams feel real dangerous to me. This is not to take away from Oklahoma. I would not shock me at all if the Thunder goes to the conference finals. Would not shock me at all if they lose in the first round. Like that's how evenly matched this Western Conference is. But if people are talking about the Thunder, like them losing in the first round is expect, like they're not even going to be favored, even though they're one seed. Come on, they're the one seed in the best conference in basketball. Like that's a really good team. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was like sitting the last 3 weeks because he had a thigh bruise. He's going to be fresh. Like, Chet Holmgren played all 82. Like that team is young and good, and they don't even know what they know. They don't even know they're not supposed to win yet. So if that's the road you got to go through, if you're the Warriors, like come, you have to go through that one seed, right? If you're going to come up through the 9-10 game, that's no easy task either. So I'm gonna say I think whoever wins that Clippers Dallas series is your dark horse.
What do you think about that part of it, though, Ramona, the idea of championship pedigree? And you mentioned they don't know what they don't know yet. Does OKC, are they hampered by the fact that they don't have that experience of going into a best of seven and going through the rigors of a 2-month jaunt to the championship?
Yeah, a little bit. But my biggest question with the Thunder is their interior, right? Like if you haven't watched them play, they have a really interesting style. It sort of reminds me a little of the Warriors, right? Like they play up and down, they get up and down, but they play five out. Like Chet Holmgren is your center, and he plays on the 3-point line, right? Like he stands out there in the corner and shoots threes. So they sort of play five out because they need to have room for Shai. And I don't know how that's going to work against the Warriors, right? Like if that's your first round opponent, and you have Draymond running that backline defense, like that's gonna be a tough matchup for them. Same thing if the Lakers end up being their opponent. Like, they just have big, tall trees, you know, and it's hard to, if you have a tough interior defender like that, it's going to be hard to create the kind of space that they need. But they also, if they shoot the lights out, which they mostly do, I think they have a really good chance of beating any of their first-round opponents. Because stylistically and the age, you know, you wonder how they match up against certain teams, right? Just because, like, Chet Holmgren, I love Chet Holmgren.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I know I was a little bit skeptical when he came out of Gonzaga because I just saw him as like a, you know, tall guy, skinny, whatever. I watched him play in a summertime run once, and he was so competitive and so tough. I totally changed my tune on him. And he is, the fact that he played all 82 this year, being the skinniest year. I mean, I caught him in L.A. He had a black eye, and he was playing with it, and he couldn't even open his eyeball up because he caught an elbow 3 games ago. I mean, that dude is, he looks are deceiving when you see him. And so he's not your typical tough guy on the inside, but he's a matchup nightmare if you don't have the right personnel. I'd be curious to see that series if the Warriors come through and play them, because I don't even know who would defend him. Like, I mean, maybe they would have Draymond do it. Maybe they'd have Kuminga out on him. It's weird. I don't think you're going to put Trace on him out there because he's going to be on the perimeter. I mean, it's a strange, strange matchup.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the name Jonathan Kuminga. Ramona, yeah. Around here, there's a lot of angst about Kuminga, yeah. Wiggins. Can they play together? Is Kuminga now upset that he's been moved, at least for the moment, to the bench? What do you know about that dynamic, and how do you think that will play out, not only in whatever this week is, but into the offseason?
Well, he got a little wally pip, right? I mean, he got hurt, and then he came back, and then he took his job. The thing about the Warriors is, like, Draymond said this the other day. I forget where the interview was. Might have been in L.A. He said, you know, all of us have come off the bench, right? Like, all of us. Steph came off the bench in playoff games. Draymond comes off the bench. And last year against Sacramento, he came off the game of the bench. So Clay's been coming off the bench. Like, that's just kind of how it goes with the Warriors. Like, when a lineup is clicking, Steve Kerr sticks to that lineup. And if you can't deal with that, then you can't be on the Warriors. Like, that's just their culture. And I think J.K. got a bad rap because of that one story that came out, which I don't think he had anything to do with. He might have been frustrated earlier about not playing certain games, but I don't think it was his choice to leak anything. I think he had a pretty good attitude. Maybe he vented to somebody, and then that person told the reporter. But I've always heard positive things about J.K. in terms of how he handles things. And so if you want to get back on the court, like, I think a first-round series against Oklahoma City would probably be a great opportunity for him to get back on the court, because, like, matchup-wise, he makes more sense to me than Trace Jackson Davis does.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. We're talking with Ramona Shelburne of ESPN.
Ramona, Mark and I have made a pact to stay in the moment and try to take it game by game. We haven't been willing to stay and run it back or try to blow this thing up and make wholesale changes.
I think the core will be intact, right? Like, I think the big three will be intact. I'm curious about whether they take a big swing, because they certainly have the ammo to do it. They have the draft picks, they have young players, they have a couple contracts they could trade. And there's some very interesting trade candidates out there. Like, I know this sounds very Warriors, right? Like, but, you know, you think that they should cut pay. I think they will try to get under the second apron. I do. It makes the most sense for them. But I also think that they are always in the market for stars. there are going to be some stars this summer that might be available. I'm thinking more front court rather than back court because you already have Steph and Clay. I assume Clay Thompson will figure something out. I just can't see the Warriors without him. But yeah, I could be wrong. Maybe Orlando throws a bag at him. I don't know. But I think Clay stays. And then the big question is Chris Paul. Like, Chris Paul has been great for them when he's been healthy. I know they really like him. If he comes back, how does he come back? You know, does he come back with the contract he's under? Do they renegotiate something? Is there an opportunity to get him for a lesser cost? Like, what would he think of that? Does he have a market elsewhere? Like, those are the two that I have the biggest questions about. Like, what do they do going forward? But I wouldn't be surprised at all if they go big game hunting again.
Okay, you mentioned some front court stars might be available. Mm. Do tell. Mm-hmm. We want names.
I know you do. I'm gonna let that one sit. You're gonna have to figure that out. You have to figure that one out.
Well,
but one of them we've already reported on. One of them they tried to get LeBron at the deadline.
Sure.
And that's more complicated now. But I think, like, you know, what's the biggest, you know, this group didn't fit together the way that they wanted them to, or the way that they have in the past, right? And I think they could use a little more shooting. They could use another dependable score. So I would just watch to see what they do. Maybe they'll just stand pat and kind of, you know, get under the second apron and run it back next year. But how do you have a team that still has Steph Curry? If he's not squarely in his prime, he is just a little south of it, just a little, right? Like, he's 95% of what he was in, you know, back when they were rolling. And how do you not give him the best chance to win again? How do you not take a few swings? I whether they pull those off, I don't know. But I think they try.
Yeah, you think that the trade assets exist for them to do something like that?
100%. I mean, they have their draft picks. They have young players like Moody, you know, who a lot of people really like Moody. People like Kuminga. I don't think they'll ever trade Kuminga. They'll really fight hard not to. People like Pajemski. I don't think they would want to trade Pajemski. Same thing with Trace. But, like, people are going to call about their young players. Those are good players. Plus, you have contracts like Wiggins' contract, like Chris Paul's contract is interesting. Even some of the other guys on the bench, like Looney or Gary Payne, like, they have the kind of assets that teams want. Like, they don't have albatross contracts on the Warriors. Like, I actually think, like, for as expensive as that team is, they're actually very well positioned to recalibrate.
Wow. And do you think that what happens over the course of the next couple of days will dictate their course? Or do you imagine that the owner, Joe Lacob, is already dead set on trying to make this big swing, knowing that what he has in Steph Curry in a fading core is not going to be enough to run it back and win another chip?
I think it would help if they got out of the play-in, right? I think it would help if they had a playoff series and showed some signs of life. But I don't think it dictates anything. I think everything in the Warriors' DNA is that they're going to try to contend for as long as they can contend. They just gave Steve Kerr 2 more years. Steph's got 2 more years. For as long as those two guys are riding together, like, I think the Warriors try everything they can to give them a chance to win.
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN. Hey, you started off by saying you think that they will handle tomorrow night well. Give me a little bit on that matchup. Why you think the Warriors will win tomorrow night?
I don't feel that strongly about it, right? Like, I wouldn't be shocked if Sacramento won at all. They've had an entire year to think about that game 7. Sacramento's been, you know, they just lost two. They lost two really key players, and that depth mattered. Like, I was at that game 7 last year. Malik Monk was important. He was really important in that series. And I also think they have as much as they're, you know, both teams have made changes this year. Both teams are different. It's also both teams have the blueprint for how that series shook out, right? Like, the Warriors have an idea of how to defend Sabonis. They have an idea of what to do with De'Aaron Fox. Like, they didn't really stop De'Aaron Fox. You know, he just broke his finger, and
right.
Only that really stopped him in that series. But they have different personnel, right? They mostly stopped Sabonis with Kevon Looney and Draymond. Kevon's not really in the rotation right now. So do we see him make a cameo? I don't know. It wouldn't shock me. when Sean, he played the other night when they were resting everybody, got a little of the rust off. Like, we'll see. I think they go with what they've been playing with, but these teams know each other so well, and the Warriors got the better of them last year. Plus, I just think losing those two reserves really hurts. Like, Malik Monk was going to win Sixth Man of the Year. Like, he's really important for what they do.
No, and he's a Warrior killer. Absolutely. Yeah. So, no, that I'm with you on that one. Ramona, thank you. Thank you so much. There were more picks in the WNBA draft while we were talking, but I didn't catch all of them. I hope that's okay.
Looks like Camila Cardozo went to Chicago.
She went third. She went third.
Yeah, and then Rekia Jackson went to the Sparks. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And I was kind of thinking they were going to take Angel Reese there.
Angel Reese is still available at this hour.
And
she's
Dallas
still
on the clock. Yep.
Listen, I talked to Lisa Leslie the other day for that story I did on Caitlin Clark. Lisa cannot understand why she's falling. Like, she's like, anybody who can get 5 offensive rebounds, 20 rebounds in a game, so competitive. Plus, like, I'm from L.A., Mark. You spent some time down here. Isn't Angel Reese made for L.A.?
Made for it. I don't know if anybody's watching this, but I draft her for her outfit alone tonight. She looks unbelievable.
She was awesome. Yeah. Like, I was hoping they would take her at 4, but I guess not. It's okay.
All right.
We'll see where she ends up.
Yep.
Well, hopefully it's a big market where she can shine, because she is a huge personality, great player. I know maybe she doesn't shoot the way people want her to shoot, but, like, that girl can play.
Congratulations on Steph Curry's god sister from your university coming to your town. Did I say that right?
I think that's right.
Okay.
Can we do a little for Stanford? 5, 6, 7, 8. Woo!
Yeah, you did it. You did it. It was perfect.
I did it.
Okay, Momo, thank you.
Thanks, boys.
All right. There she goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.